Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Mark Schlabaugh is at the PGA Championship from ESPN and ESPN.com, Southern Hills Country Club, the site in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Mark joins us right now on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line. Mark, as always, we thank you for the time. How are you doing out there?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing okay. Better than Phil Mickelson. Outstanding piece on him, essentially describing how it all went wrong for him over the past year. And the best part of that article was the paragraph that you wrote about Mickelson after winning that PGA Championship last year. It paints the picture, when you look at his tweets and comments, of someone who either was in the midst of a midlife crisis or had to come to view himself and his opinions as beyond reproach. Maybe it was a little bit of both. Who knows?
Yeah, it's hard, you know, it's hard to read somebody's mind, but, and he hasn't, you know, really told us much or revealed much since he made the comments to Alan Shipnuck. But you go back and look at it, I mean, it was a guy that was not afraid to say what was on his mind on Twitter, and really took some controversial stances. And, you know, it's just, he's not the only guy who's flirted with the Saudis and Greg Norman, but he's the only guy who was kind of foolish enough to talk to a biographer on the phone about
it. The other part is, I think there's a point, and I'm not sure if it was you who brought it up in something else, the smartest guy in the room syndrome. When people get angry because you've played the smartest guy in the room for a long time, they get angry and they pile on. Isn't that also a cumulative effect of maybe what's gone on with him recently?
Yeah, I think so. It's like, you know, it seems that, Chris, there's a faction of golfers out here that really, really like him. I mean, I was surprised how many went on the record and stood up for him. Guys like Harris English and Charlie Hoffman wasn't surprised because they're good buddies. But, you know, you're either for him or against him, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of middle ground. You know, guys that he's mentored and helped in the past when they were younger players have stood up for him, but guys who kind of thought he was a phony haven't been afraid to kick him when he's down.
If he had just started with, let's talk about this and find out how this might work, or maybe we take some of the ideas and move them over here. If he had been that kind of active in this, is it a completely different story for him now?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the comments about Jay Monahan and the tour's greed obviously didn't sit well with a lot of people. But, I mean, Norman's League has got some good. I mean, there's some good aspects of it. You know, the team golf, the shotgun start, 54 holes, no cuts, a ton of money. It's going to interest a lot of guys. And, you know, there are times when the PGA Tour gets pretty dang stale the last 4 weeks, being four of them. And, you know, I think they're looking at doing some things in the fall, and they're probably going to borrow those directly from what LIV Golf is trying to do.
I think a lot of people, Mark Schlabaugh, by the way, from ESPN with us on the Hobson & Hobson Newsmaker line, a lot of people know about the Shipnuck book that's coming out. Also, I guess, a gentleman by the name of Billy Walters is going to be coming out with a book, and he did some things allegedly involving Phil behind the scenes. Did he not? And that book could be explosive as well.
Yeah, that book's coming out sometime next year. Armin Katayan, who worked for 60 Minutes at one time, is writing it. Could be as early as Super Bowl next year or last fall when I talked to Armin. That's what he indicated over the weekend. But Walters went to prison for insider trading involving Dean Foods, and apparently, allegedly, Mickelson owed him some money, close to $1 million in gambling losses, and he gave Phil a tip, and Phil made some money, close to $1 million, and used part of it to pay off Walters, according to the federal government. But Walters wanted Phil to come testify at his trial, and Phil refused to do it. Walters said it was because he was afraid he'd lose his endorsements and damage his reputation. And so Walters ended up going to prison. He's out now. Sentence was, he was granted clemency by Trump before he left the White House. And I've been told he's not the kind of guy you want to cross. I guess one of the most successful sports gamblers in history.
does Phil have, I asked about a month and a half, 2 months ago, does he have a parachute? Is there somebody he can do a sit down with that will ask what they need to, but will sort of allow him to look better than he would if he just gets grilled? Is there an out for him in that department?
He can call me if he wants. I'll talk to him. You know, that's the thing about it. Charlie Hoffman told me last week in Dallas that he thought there was a good chance he wouldn't come to the PGA Championship because he didn't want to face tough questions from the media. The golf media is not that tough.
And by the way, I don't care how smart or dumb you are. You pay other people to allegedly be smarter than you are to get you through something like that. Is this such a web that they can't even figure out how to approach that?
I don't know. You know, like I said earlier, I don't know what Phil's thinking. You know, I think we may have seen the last of him on the PGA Tour. He may just go to London next month.
Yeah.
And play in that tournament and play in the LIV Golf Invitational's other events and never play in the PGA Tour again. Or maybe he waits a year and plays the majors a year from now.
I'm asking big picture. Do you think Augusta, if he did that, can they disinvite him, unallow him to attend? Is that part of what could also happen as well?
They hold their champions in very, very high esteem. I would be surprised. But Fred Ridley came out, he said it during a news conference in April that Phil was the one who said he didn't want to play and that he was eligible to play. And the PGA has said the same thing. Seth Wall said Phil notified them that he didn't want to play. So this seems to be his own personal decision.
Mark, the other thing, is it pissing off enough people that now it's not about the PGA Championship itself? We got a major. We got a Grand Slam event. And it's about Norman, and it's about Phil, and it's about Phil, and it's about Norman. Are people pissed off about that in the golf world?
Yeah, I think guys are just tired of dealing with it. Justin Thomas came out last week and said, if you're going to go, go. Colin Morikawa was just asked about it just a few minutes ago during his news conference, and he kind of took the same stance that JT did. But, you know, guys are going to go, even though the PGA Tour has denied conflicting event releases. I think guys are going to go and they're going to face whatever potential punishment they get from the PGA Tour. I think, you know, guys like Sergio Garcia, Lee Westwood, Ian Poulter, Ricky Fowler talked about it yesterday. It's a ton of money. And those are guys that are getting near the end of their careers who have struggled for so long that they really don't have a chance of winning here. You know, I think it's like $120,000 for last place or something over there.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It'll end up in court. There'll be players, you know, if the PGA Tour were to come out and suspend guys or ban them from the tour, it'll end up in court because, you know, legally they're independent contractors.
Mark, we know you got to run in a couple of minutes. Mark Schlabaugh from ESPN with us from the site of the PGA Championship in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Southern Hills Country Club. You broke it down into three tiers as far as who could win this tournament, and you got Tiger under tier three. Hey, miracles happen. So obviously it would take something really, really special, you think, for Tiger to shock everybody.
I mean, it was a miracle when he won at Augusta the last time, coming off the back injury, and that was before he nearly lost his right leg in that car accident outside LA in February 2021. I mean, I walked a bunch with him at Augusta National. And yes, it was 6 weeks ago. And yes, Southern Hills isn't quite the walk Augusta National is, but there's still a lot of elevation and slope on this golf course. So it's going to be difficult for him. I mean, he feels like he's stronger, his right leg's stronger, and he's in better physical condition than he was 6 weeks ago. But I mean, the guy's not teeing it up if he doesn't think he's going to win, but I believe it's still too early to expect him to be able to win.
Spieth has been a little out of sight, out of mind. He comes in second last week. This is his Grand Slam career thing that could happen. Does the emotional part of that weigh on him where it could affect him, or has he done this enough times, like Rory at Augusta, where it's not that, it's just, are they good enough for 4 days?
Yeah, he's playing really, really well. I heard somebody say a couple days ago that when he is confident, he plays really well. When he's not confident, he plays really bad. It's been a roller coaster the last couple of years, but his ball striking and putting have been really, really good. I think, you know, guys that can drive it, you got to hit it far here. Get a couple par fives over 600 yards, but you got to hit it far. You got to be able to control the long irons because a lot of elevated greens out here steep runoff where balls are going to trickle off, go 10, 20 yards past the hole. So you got to have all the tools, really. I like Justin Thomas because he chips so well. Don't like guys like Morikawa or Hovland as much just because the short game has been a little inconsistent early in their careers. But, I mean, speed could be right there as well, for sure.
Real quick, how important is the leaderboard tonight or even tomorrow night? Like, what can be made up on Saturday, Sunday?
I mean, you want to get out in front, for sure. The weather's it's not going to be as hot. The wind swirls. I mean, guys are going to get luck of the flights, the waves, the early morning waves and the late waves. The wind seems to be picking up more in the afternoon out here. We had some thunderstorms roll through this morning, but I think that's the end of it.
All right, Mark, listen, we know you got to run. We appreciate the time, and hopefully we'll talk on the other end. We'll see if Tiger can indeed shock the world and pull off a miracle. Probably not, but one never knows. Thanks.
And if Phil calls us, we'll tell him to call you for that sit-down thing.
We will forward his information to you.
Okay. Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
You do the same. Mark Schlabaugh from ESPN at the site of the PGA Championship, Southern Hills Country Club.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey, sandwich lovers. Today's your lucky day. There's a whole new way to roll for lunch or dinner delight with Nucky's Hoagies in the Roswell Corners Shopping Center. Now open. Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell is family owned and operated by the sub-sisters, Stacy and Shannon, whose love language is food and Nucky's Hoagies, their passion. When you bite into a Nucky's Hoagie, you'll taste the difference. The softest hoagie rolls ever, along with hunger-quenching sandwich combinations. Make Nucky's Hoagies in Roswell on Woodstock Road your new favorite spot for lunch or dinner.